Hallelujah. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Yes. Saturation. 2 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 1, please. Let's read it together. But know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. Are we in the last days? Are there perilous times? Amen. Has anybody noticed that there's a lot of afflictions going on? Has anybody noticed there's a lot of sickness going around? It's all over. It's nationwide. It's global. There's all kinds of things that are happening right now. We just lost a brother and his wife and family in Christ. I don't know if you heard Miles Monroe, but him and his wife and family, his daughter and some other people, powerful man of God, died in an airplane crash. The plane hit a crane, not a flying crane. Come on, something right here. A crane. I thought it was a flying crane when I heard about it. You know, I mean, I could understand a bird flew up and, you know, I don't know. But it hit a crane in a shipyard. Some of you don't know who Miles Monroe is, but a very powerful man. He speaks tremendously about kingdom business and about the kingdom of God. There's a lot of things that are happening right now. And it says here that there'll be perilous times will come. Perilous times means death, killings, division, strife, destruction, perilous times. Many will fall from the faith. Perilous times. It says, for men will be lovers of them what? Themselves. They'll put themselves first before God. Lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanders without self-control, brutal despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. For this sort are those who creep into households and ministries and make captives of gullible men and women, loaded down with sins, led away by various lusts. They're always learning and never able to come to the knowledge of the truth, means they are not free. The Bible says that the truth will set you free. So they're in bondage still. Now Jannes and Jairus resisted Moses. So did these also resist the truth. Men of corrupt minds disapproved concerning the faith. But they will progress no further, for their folly will be manifested to all as theirs also was. In other words, perilous times. What we're seeing right now is, you know, I'm going to just be right blunt. We're seeing a lot of killing spirits. They are murdering, killing spirits. They are out to kill. They're out to kill right now. Because not only do they know that their time is short, but many of them have lost position in government. Are you with me? They are out to kill. In John chapter 10, these spirits are killing spirits. They manipulate, they intimidate, and they promote defile of flesh. They are out to kill right now. John 10, is everybody there? In verse 7, Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. All whoever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. If anyone enters by me, he will be saved and will go in and out and find pasture. The thief does not come except to what? To what? Steal, to kill, and to what? And to destroy. I have come that they may have life and that they may have it what? Abundantly. Steal. What does he come to steal? He comes to steal your peace, your finances, your relationships. Hello. He comes to steal these things. He comes to kill you with sickness, oppression, and deception. Even weird accidents. And he comes to destroy your destiny and your will to be established that is evolved with your mission and why you were sent here. He does this by causing you to defile your flesh. He is out to kill. He cannot access you because we know what sow to the flesh reaps what? Corruption. Sow to the spirit reaps what? Life. This is what's happening right now. There are killing spirits that are out to kill the offices in God's kingdom. They're out to kill the children of God. They're out to destroy, and they're out to steal everything that they can. In Romans 1, in verse 18. Romans 1, verse 18. Let's speak it together, please. For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against what? All ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who suppress the truth in unrighteousness, because what may be known of God is manifested in them, for God has shown it to them. In other words, these individuals are being influenced by these killing spirits. These killing spirits, which we're going to name one of them tonight, but there are multiple killing spirits. They are out to kill. That's their function. That's their purpose. To kill anything associated with God's will and his kingdom and anything associated in his kingdom. Verse 20, for since the creation of the world, his invisible attributes are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without what? Excuse. There's no excuse. But because the influence is so strong, they can't see it. Because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God, nor were thankful, but became futile in their what? Their thoughts. And their foolish hearts were what? Darkened. So their thoughts have been taken captive, and their hearts have become hardened and darkened. Professing to be wise, they became fools, and changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man and birds and four-footed animals and creeping things. Therefore, God also gave them up to uncleanness and the lust of their hearts to dishonor their bodies among themselves. In other words, defile the flesh. Who exchanged the truth of God for the lie and worshiped and served the creature rather than the Creator, who is blessed forever. In other words, they began to worship and serve creation instead of Creator. Go a little further. For this reason, God gave them up to vile passions. For even their women exchanged the natural use of what is against nature. Likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of women, burned in their lust for one another. Men with men, committing what is shameful, and receiving themselves the penalty of their error, which is due, which is what? Death. Let me share something with you. Homosexuality, lesbianism, and all of these other things, these are demons that possess individuals, and their purpose is to defile the flesh because the killing spirits are behind them so that they die. Does everybody get that? These are killing spirits behind this. Why? Because their destiny is death. The wages of sin is what? Death. They are out to kill. And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, in other words, they knew, but they shrugged it aside. They decided not, how many believers have backslidden and gone back into the world? They've gone back into pornography, perversion, lust, and they're on their way to death. Why? Because to walk away from the path of uprightness is to hang out in the pit of hell. And even they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a debased mind to do those things which are not what? Which are not fitting. Being filled with all unrighteousness and sexual immorality, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, full of envy and what? Murder. Strife, deceit, evil-mindedness. They are whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, violent, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things, disobedient to parents, undiscerning, untrustworthy, unloving, unforgiving, unmerciful, who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of what? Deserving of what? Death. So who's behind it? Killing spirits. Not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them. Who practice them. The wrath of God is coming against those individuals. He will come against those individuals that have been taken possession by killing spirits because they have defiled the flesh. Remember, the purpose the enemy wants to do is get you to defile your flesh so that you reap corruption and put you in a state of murder or being killed. In 1 John chapter 3, what do you think someone who murders someone? A killing spirit was in that person, wasn't it? A spirit of murder. Nobody can kill another person unless it's in self-defense. Without a murdering spirit or a killing spirit. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 11. You know, think about how many times that you and I should have died. You know, think about that. How many times that we were rescued, even from an accident that, you know, we didn't even, oh, well, yeah, I was, but you could have died in that accident when the spirits were trying to kill you then. Look how many people didn't make it, and they're dead. You know, the only reason why I'm still alive is not only from his mercy and grace, but somebody was praying for my blessed assurance. It's the prayers of the saints that keep somebody alive. That's why we pray. That's why we intercede. Thank God Jesus intercedes, but we got to agree with his intercession to get someone. Amen. In 1 John chapter 3 and verse 11, for this is a message that you heard from the beginning, that we should love one another. Not as Cain, who was of the wicked one and murdered his brother. And why did he murder him? Because his works were evil and his brother's righteous. Do not marvel, my brethren, if the world what? Hates you. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He who does not love his brother abides where? In death. Whoever hates his brother is a what? Wow. And you know that no murderer has eternal life abiding in him. Whoever hates his brother. So guess what the enemy tries to do? He tries to get you to hate one another. Why? Because when God sees that you hate someone, the spirit of murder or killing is in you. Everybody get this? Listen, we may not dislike people, but we're not to hate people. We hate the powers of darkness, the evil influence in them. The Bible says, abhor evil. Amen? You know, many people come into a place of bitterness. Let me share with you the difference between offensive hurt and hurt. Somebody offends you. When somebody's offended, you know what it follows? Bitterness. When somebody gets hurt, anybody can get hurt at any time, can't they? But you can't allow it to go into the flesh. When there's an area of hurt, when somebody hurts someone, you separate. Why? So it doesn't lead to bitterness and offense. Does everybody get it? So you walk away from it. So the difference between offense and hurt is offense. If you allow offense to happen, you will fall into bitterness. There's always the fruit of bitterness. But when there's hurt, there's separation. One of the things the enemy wants to do is get you to a place of hatred. Hatred. Why? Because when you hate someone, the spirit of murder or killing spirit is influencing you. In Revelation 17, in verse 1. Is everybody there? Revelation 17. Is everybody okay? In verse 1, let's read it together. And one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls came and talked with me, saying to me, come, I will show you the judgment of the what? Great harlot who sits on what? Many waters. With whom the kings of the earth committed fornication, and the inhabitants of the earth were made drunk with the wine of her what? Fornication. In other words, her deception, her delusion, her infiltration. So he carried me away in the spirit into the wilderness, and I saw a woman sitting on a scarlet beast, which was full of names of blasphemy, having seven heads and 10 horns. The woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet. That means royalty. There was this, it was position. Now, I want you to understand something, that this is a killing spirit. And adorned with gold and precious stones, pearls, having her hand a golden cup full of abominations and the filthiness of her fornication. And on her forehead a name was written, Mystery Babylon the Great, the mother of harlots and of the abominations of the earth. And I saw the woman drunk with the blood of the saints and with the blood of martyrs of Jesus. And when I saw her, I marveled with great amazement. This may sound strange to you, but this is associated all the way from the beginning when Lucifer fell and the offsprings began to manifest and the fallen angels. And there was that area. You know, I look at this spirit, this mother of harlots, as like Satan's wife. And in this, she is the most jealous, vengeful, hatred-killing, ruling spirit that there is. She is known as the harlot, the mother of harlots. In Jeremiah 7, Jeremiah chapter 7 and verse 17, the Lord's speaking to Jeremiah and he says, "Do you not see what they do in the cities of Judah and in the streets of Jerusalem? The children gather wood, the fathers kindle the fire, and the women knead dough to make cakes for the what? Queen of Heaven is the same spirit. She's a killing spirit. And they pour out drink offerings to other gods that they may provoke me to anger." Why? Because its purpose is to defile the flesh, to bring death. "Do they provoke me to anger, says the Lord? Do they not provoke themselves to shame of their own faces? Therefore, thus says the Lord God, behold, my anger and my fury will be poured out on this place, on man and on beast and on the trees of the field and on the fruit of the ground, and it will burn and not be quenched. Thus says the Lord of hosts of Israel, add your burnt offerings to your sacrifices and eat meat. For I did not speak to your fathers or command them in the day that I brought them out of the land of Egypt concerning burnt offerings or sacrifices. But this is what I commanded them, saying, obey my voice, and I will be your God, and you shall be my people. And I will and walk in all the ways that I have commanded you, that it may be what? Well with you. Yet they did not obey or incline their ear, but followed the counsels and the dictates of their evil hearts and went backward and not forward. Since the day that your fathers came out of the land of Egypt," Egypt means world, "until this day I have even sent to you all my servants and prophets daily rising up early and sending them. Yet they did not obey me and incline their ear, but stiffened their neck. They did worse than their fathers. Therefore you shall speak all these words to them, but they will not obey you. You shall also call to them, but they will not answer you." Why? Because they've been taken over by the spirit of death, by the killing spirit, because they've been drinking of the delusion and the deception that is going on. Look at what's going on in the world right now. Look how much deception and delusion there is. Remember, the powers of darkness set us up for slaughter. That's what they're trying to do, to set mankind up for slaughter. By what? Influencing them to defile the flesh and to promote death. Because if the only way they can get to you is when you defile the flesh, then you sow corruption. So we see here that she's not only known as the harlot, but also the queen of heaven. Revelation 2. A murdering, killing spirit. And she has offsprings. Revelation chapter 2 and verse 18. Is everybody there? Let's speak it together. "And to the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like a flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first." Sounds good. Amen. "Nevertheless, I have a few things against you because you allow the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality. Now, let me share something with you. This is not just physical. This is mental. This is mental. It causes a person, it begins to seduce them by the way they dress or so forth. It's a demon that's in them. Remember, it's a killing spirit. Why? Because it's trying to get you to defile your flesh. My servants, it says, that the woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, which would be considered also a believer, to teach and to seduce my servants to commit sexual immorality and eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into the sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her into great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death." With what? Death. "And all the churches shall know that I am he who searches the minds and searches the what? The minds and the what? Hearts. And I will give to each one of you according to your works. Now to you I say, to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not known the what? Depths of Satan. This is another area that we've got to know the depths of Satan. This is a killing spirit. There are multiple killing, murdering spirits that are trying to kill you. And behind it is the mother of harlots. Jesus acknowledged her as Jezebel. And let me share something with you. People think that it's only for women. No. Jezebel possesses men. But hold fast what you have till I come. Let me go back. In verse 24. And to you I say, to the rest in Thyatira, as many as do not have this doctrine, who have not yet known the depths of Satan, as they say, I will put on you no other burden. Well, let me share something with you. We know the depths of Satan. And because we know the depths of Satan, you can bet your sweet bup that you're going to be attacked. That the spirit of murdering and killing is going to try to come against you. Why? You know too much. Listen, there's an honor and a blessing of knowing what we know, but then there's an area where, let me tell you something, because of what you know, not only are you dangerous to the kingdom of darkness, but they hate you, and they're going to do everything they can to kill you. That's what we're seeing all over right now. We're seeing it everywhere. The spirit of death, the spirit of murdering and killing is out to kill. Listen, don't be deceived by what's going on in the area of, you know, praise God we got places in the government. But don't be deceived by that, because even the word says, when they say peace, peace, and all of a sudden what? Sudden destruction. Hallelujah. Jezebel promotes the defile of the flesh with men and with women. It causes prolonged sickness. Everyone has been afflicted by some kind of killing spirits, naturally and physically in the air and spiritually. We must take the key away from and disarm and dethrone the killing spirits of Jezebel with territorial prayers. Territorial prayers. It's going to take corporate prayer to take the key away. Let me share something with you. Everyone in this room has been influenced by the spirits of Jezebel and killing spirits. And if you don't think you haven't, you have them now. Everyone. There isn't one person in this room that's not been afflicted in one way or another or manipulated by that killing spirit of Jezebel. You know, one of the things that we must do tonight in the area is repent for any association with it and putting up with it. Some of the fruits are insecurity, rejection, pride, arrogance, manipulation, control, fear. Some of the fruits are insecurity, rejection, pride, arrogance, manipulation, control, fear. How about exhaustion? That spirit will drain you, sucks your life out of you. Depression, isolation. Let me tell you, it attacks any age. It tries to get us when we're younger. You know, individuals that have grown up where rejection of a father and a controlling mother, you can be guaranteed that the spirit, killing spirit is there, Jezebel. It's there. Let me tell you, I didn't have a dad that was rejected. He was always there for me. But he was more of an Ahab, and my mom was more of a Jezebel. And I saw it. She was the one that kicked our butt. My dad took us out. You know, controlling mothers. Jezebel. Killing spirit. It's what it's trying to do. Trying to get you to hate one another. And try to get you, why? To defile flesh. Jeremiah 20. We've talked about the spirit before. But I was led because this is a killing spirit. These are killing spirits. The mother of the killing spirits is called Jezebel. Jeremiah 20, verse 14. You can see here Jeremiah got snagged by the same spirit, killing spirit. Look at this. Read it with me. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let me tell you, man. Whoa. He just cursed the day he was born. I'd say that's death, killing. Why do you think people commit suicide? Spirit of murder, spirit of killing. Cursed be the day in which I was born. Let the day not be blessed in which my mother bore me. Kish. Let the man be cursed who brought news to my father saying, a male child has been born to you, making him very glad. And let that man be like the cities which the Lord overthrew and did not relent. Let him hear the cry in the morning and the shouting at noon. Because he did not what? Kill me from my womb, that my mother might have been my grave, and her womb always enlarged with me. Why did I come forth from the womb to see labor and sorrow, that my days should be consumed with shame? Again, killing spirit. Isaiah 4. Oh, no, let's go to Psalm 41. I want to show you something. Psalm 41. Anybody thinking about suicide out there? You got a killing spirit. The mother of harlots. The mother of all killing demons. Spirits. Jezebel. Psalm 41. Is everybody there? Oh, hallelujah. Now, King David's, how many of y'all know that him and Jonathan were tight? Where are you going to find Jonathan? Anyways. Psalm 41 is about Jonathan. In verse 6, we'll start. Psalm 41. Well, I'll start at 4. I said, Lord, be what? Merciful to me. Heal my soul, for I have sinned against you. My enemies speak evil of me. When will he die and his name perish? And if he comes to see me, he speaks lies. His heart gathers iniquity to itself. When he goes out, he tells it. All who hate me whisper together against me, and against me they devise my hurt. An evil disease, they say, clings to him. And now that he lies down, he will rise up no more. Even my own what? Who's his own familiar friend? Jonathan. In whom I trusted, who ate my bread, has lifted up his what? Heel against me. But you, O Lord, be merciful to me and raise me up that I may repay them. By this I know that you are well pleased with me, because my enemy does not triumph over me. As for me, you uphold me in my integrity and set me before your face forever. Jonathan, David's best friend, was influenced by the killing spirit. Isaiah 1. Isaiah chapter 1. In verse 21. Isaiah 1:21. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. How the what? Faithful city has become a what? A harlot. It was full of justice. Righteousness lodged in it. But now what? Murderers. Why? Because the spirit, the killing spirits, influenced and took them over. A faithful city, a place that justice and righteousness was lodged, was now taken over. It says, your silver has become what? Dross. Your wine mixed with water. Your princes are rebellious and companions of thieves. Everyone loves bribes and follows after rewards. Man, it sounds like United States, doesn't it? They do not defend the fatherless, nor does the cause of the widow come before them. Therefore, the Lord says, the Lord of hosts, the mighty one of Israel, I will rid myself of my adversaries and take vengeance on my enemies. I will turn my hand against you and thoroughly purge away your dross and take away all of your aloe. I will restore your judges as the first and your counselors as at the beginning. Afterward, you shall be called the city of righteousness, the faithful city. That means the Lord's going to do a what? Turn around. That's why we're getting this message. Because he turns things around through his warriors. 1 Kings 19. 1 Kings 19. Now Elijah just got done killing 400 prophets of Baal. Ahab was married to Jezebel. And Ahab told Jezebel in verse 1, all that Elijah had done and also how he had executed all the prophets with the sword. Then Jezebel sent a messenger to Elijah, saying, so let the gods do to me and more also, if I do not make your life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. So he sent a messenger to him. Now again, Elijah, who called down fire from heaven, just got done killing 400 prophets of Baal with the sword. The anointing was on him, man. And when he saw that, It doesn't say when he heard it. It says when he saw that, he arose and ran for his life. Why? Because that's when you hear this spirit, if you allow that spirit to take dominance in your thought, you will get a visualization. And when that visualization comes, he has you. Unless you break that loose. That's why doesn't the Lord say that sin starts where? In the thoughts. You lust after someone, it's sin in the thoughts. Hallelujah. So he arose and he did what? He ran for his life. Why? Because he saw it. And went to Beersheba, which belongs to Judah, and he did what? He left his servant, man. He left his position. He just left his servant there. Pretty wild, huh? Just finished a great move of God. Let me tell you, the enemy loves to attack after a move of God. After anointing services, he comes. Poof. Believe me, he's going to come tonight. He always comes after we leave. He tries to do something, get you in an argument, get you in the flesh, get you something, do something stupid. Because why? He wants to defile your flesh. So one of the things that happened is he saw this. When he saw it, he ran for his life. What happened? Fear gripped him. And go to 1 Kings 21 in verse 5. Now, there's something about Ahab. I want you to know that at that period of time, the kings of Israel, when they would take the lands and conquer the lands, Solomon was the number one who conquered most of the land. The number two who conquered most of the land, you would think would be David, or actually you'd think David would be the number one, but Solomon was actually number one. The number two who conquered more land was Ahab, and the number three was David. So I want you to see this because of how the influence of Jezebel, the killing spirit, with her husband, manipulates. Watch this. In 1 Kings 21, in verse 5, it says, "But Jezebel, his wife, came to him and said to him, 'Why is your spirit so sullen that you eat no food?' And he said to her, 'Because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said to him, "Give me your vineyard for money, or else, lest it pleases you, I will give you another vineyard for it." And he answered, "I will not give you my vineyard." So here he was trying to buy a vineyard, and the guy said no. I mean, remember, Ahab just conquered. He was the second most conquering individual at that time. Then verse 7, "Then Jezebel, his wife, said to him, 'You now exercise authority over Israel. Arise, eat food, and let your heart be cheerful. I will give you the vineyard of Naboth, the Jezreelite.'" So what happened? She said, "I got control of this." One of the things that killing spirit has is unauthorized authority. Unauthorized authority. It moves beyond its authority because of pride and arrogance. Then Jezebel said, "Come on, get up, don't worry about it. I'm going to get you that land." Amen? Go to verse 15. "And it came to pass, when Jezebel heard that Naboth had been stoned and was dead, that Jezebel said to Ahab, 'Arise, take possession of the vineyard of Naboth the Jezreelite, which he refused to give you for money, for Naboth is not alive, but what?'" So she went over there and convinced the individuals to go over there and what? Stone him to death. So does everybody get that? Why? Because everything that she touches eventually turns to death. Verse 25. And verse 25, would you read it with me? "But there was no one like Ahab who sold himself to do wickedness in the sight of the Lord, because Jezebel, his wife," what? "Stirred him up to defile the flesh and to come against God." Go to 2 Kings chapter 9. 2 Kings 9. Starting in verse 1. "And Elisha, the prophet, called one of the sons of the prophets and said to him, 'Get yourself ready, take this flask of oil in your hand and go to Ramoth Gilead. Now when you arrive at that place, look there for Jehu, the son of Jehoshaphat, the son of Mishnah, and go in and make him rise up from among his associates and take him to an inner room. Then take the flask of oil and pour it on his head and say, "Thus says the Lord, I have anointed you king over Israel." Then open the door and flee and do not delay. So the young man, the servant of the prophet, went to Ramoth Gilead. And when he arrived there, were captains of the army sitting. And he said, I have a message for you, commander. Jehu said, for which one of us? And he said, for you, commander. Then he arose and went into the house, and he poured the oil on his head and said to him, thus says the Lord God of Israel, I have anointed you king over the people of the Lord, over Israel. You shall strike down the house of what? Ahab, your master, that I may avenge the blood of my servants, the prophets, and the blood of all the servants of the Lord that at the hand of Jezebel. For the whole house of Ahab shall perish, and I will cut off from Ahab all the males in Israel, both bound and free. So I will make the house of Ahab like the house of Jeroboam, the house of Nebat, like the house of Baasha, the son of Alish. The dog shall eat Jezebel on the plot of ground at Jezreel, and there shall be none to bury her. And he opened the door and what? Fled. Verse 22. Then Jerome said, make ready. Verse 22. Now it happened when Jerome saw Jehu that he said, is it peace, Jehu? So he answered, what peace? As long as the harlots of your mother Jezebel and her what? Witchcraft are so many. In other words, how can there be peace? We're constantly battling. Hallelujah. Is everybody there? Right. Verse 23. Then Jerome turned around and fled and said, Ahaza, treachery, Ahaza. Now Jehu drew his bow with full strength and shot Jerome between his arms, and the arrow came out of his heart, at his heart, and he sank down in his chariot. Then Jehu said to Bechar, his captain, pick him up and throw him into the track of the field of Napath, the Jezreelite. For remember when you and I were riding together behind Ahab, his father, that the Lord laid this burden upon him. Surely I saw yesterday the blood of Naboth and the blood of his sons, says the Lord. And I will repay you in this plot, says the Lord. Now therefore take and throw him in the plot of the ground according to the word of the Lord. But when Hazael, king of Judah, saw this, he fled by the road to Beth-Hagen. So Jehu pursued him and said, shoot him also in the chariot. And they shot him at the ascent of Gur, which is by Elblum, then fled to Megiddo and died there. And his servants carried him in the chariot to Jerusalem and buried him in his tomb and his father's in the city of David. In the 11th year of Jerome, son of Ahab, Hazael had become king over Judah. Now when Jehu had come to Jezreel, Jezebel heard of it, and she put paint on her eyes and adorned her head and looked through a window. Why? Because she's the harlot. Then as Jehu entered at the gate, she said, is it peace, Zimmer, murderer of your master? And he looked up at the window and said, who is on my side? Who? So two or three eunuchs looked out at him. Then he said, throw her down. So they threw her down, and some of her blood splattered on the wall and on the horses, and he trampled her underfoot. And when he had gone in, he ate and drank. Then he said, go now, see to this accursed woman and bury her, for she was a king's daughter. So they went to bury her, but they found no more of her than the skull and the feet and the palms of her hands. Therefore they came back and told it. And he said, this is the word of the Lord, which was spoke by his servant Elijah the Tishbite, saying, on the plot of the ground, Jezreel dogs shall eat the flesh of Jezebel, and the corpse of Jezebel shall be as refuge on the surface of the field in the plot of Jezreel, so that they shall not say, here lies Jezebel. 1 Corinthians 6. They didn't tolerate it, did they? And neither are we. 1 Corinthians 6. Verse 15. 1 Corinthians 6:15. Hallelujah. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not. Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Again, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body, but he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Psalm 34. Psalm 34 and verse 15. Psalm 34, 15. Everybody okay? Again, every one of us has been influenced in one way or another. In verse 15, let's read it together. The eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their cry. The face of the Lord is against those who do evil, to cut off the remembrance of them from the earth. The righteous cry out, and the Lord hears and delivers them out of all of their troubles. The Lord is near to those who have a broken heart and saves as such as a what? Contrite spirit. Verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. That's where you need to have an attitude of favor. You can't have an attitude of favor unless you have an attitude of gratitude. The next level of an attitude of gratitude is an attitude of favor. He guards all of his bones, and none of them is broken. Evil shall slay the wicked, and those who hate the righteous shall be what? Condemned. The Lord redeems the soul of his servants, and none of those who trust in him shall be condemned. I'm going to close at Romans 13. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, so you ain't alone. Verse 12, the night is far spent, the day is at hand. Therefore, let us cast off the works of darkness and let us put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the day, not in revelry, drunkenness, not in lewdness and lust, not in strife and envy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to fulfill its lust, which will be influenced by Jesse, the killing spirit. Amen. Territorial prayer is in your booklet. Very important. Again, I encourage you, because every one of us has associated with these spirits. You must go to the Lord, and you must repent for tolerating it. You must go. So let's go to him right now. Amen? Would you repeat after me? Holy Father, we come to you tonight and ask for your forgiveness. I repent for any association with the killing spirits of Jezebel. I repent for not taking the dominion, compromising, or being complacent about it. I sever myself from every association of all killing spirits of Jezebel and her offsprings. And I cast those spirits out and send them to the pit. In the name of Jesus, I take my authority and I bind every foul, unclean, seducing, hindering spirits of darkness, every strong man, principality, territorial spirits of the water, land, and sea. Every spirit of witchcraft, sorcery, occult, divination, antichrist, false religion, bondage, addiction, every spirit of Jezebel, Ahab, Baal, Allah, Diana, Queen of Heaven, all mind-binding spirits, controlling spirits, familiar spirits, spirits of rebellion, gossip, criticism, offense, division, strife, spirits of immaturity, cobra, Leviathan. Spirits of fear.
Anxiety.
Stress.
Worry.
Death.
Murder.
Killing.
Stealing.
Lying.
Spirits of deception.
Anger.
Hatred.
Jealousy.
Pride.
Arrogance.
Corruption.
All spirits of perversion.
Whoredom.
Prostitution.
Lesbianism.
Homosexuality.
Spirits of greed.
Covetousness.
Love of money.
False worship.
Idolatry.
Debt.
Lack.
Poverty.
Ungodly music.
Prince of power of air.
All spirits of
insanity.
Depression.
Oppression.
Suicide.
Unforgiveness.
Lazy.
Compromise.
Coarse
jesting.
Foul mouth.
Unbelief.
Doubt.
Complacency.
All spirits of
resentment.
Revenge.
Judgment.
Exaggeration.
Delusion.
Blindness.
Apathy.
Apostasy.
And the Judas spirit of
betrayal.
All spirits of
multi-personality.
Miscarriage.
Misconception.
Deaf and dumb spirits.
Every inherited
spirit.
Spirit of infirmity.
And any other
spirit.
Under the authority of
Satan's kingdom.
I bind.
Blind.
Mute.
Deafen.
These spirits.
In the name of Jesus.
Cutting
off their communication.
And
driving them out
of the
territories
of myself,
my
family,
my
children,
my
spouse,
our ministry,
those
who are praying
for the
kingdom of God,
members
and co-workers.
I drive
them out
of our neighborhood,
the city of
Ocoee,
Winter Garden,
Idaho
Court.
Places of
employment,
local,
and
city and state official
offices.
City
and state offices.
We're getting there.
I command
these
spirits
to loose our
families,
relationships,
possessions,
homes,
health,
seeds,
harvest,
inheritance,
finances,
jobs,
and projects.
I loose
our destiny.
Put our hands
to
and wherever we
set our feet to
today.
I also
bind
all
territorial spirits
that
will come against
my
relationship with
the Lord,
the
move of the Holy
Spirit,
the
angels
working on my
behalf.
Revival.
I do all
this
in the
authority
in the
name of Jesus
Christ.
I cast
these spirits
into the
pit
and
command them not
to return.
I apply
the blood of Jesus
and
all these
territories
and all
of these people
and
ask
for
the assistance of the
angels
and protecting
them,
myself,
my
seeds,
my
destiny,
my
family,
and
my
relationships,
my
prosperity,
and
the anointing,
in Jesus'
name.
And everybody
said,
amen.
Hallelujah,
give him glory.
See ya.